This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side. This year's election, say it again, Doug, I can't even, the word gets stuck in my throat. Election, if I was in Japan, it'd be an erection. This year's election seems to have, it seems like it's going on and on and on. Maybe it's the longest that we've ever experienced. It certainly is nasty and continues to be that way, although more and more people and more places say, okay, let's move on. Let's, I look at some of the things, stuff with Neil Cavuto saying, and he ain't one of my favorites, but the claims that Biden, he was on the air yesterday and said something about how is it that you people don't get that Biden did win? And this, more and more of that stuff going back and forth. So what happened in North Carolina? This was not a big, was it, Jennifer? I mean, when you get down to brass tacks, it wasn't a big surprise.
No, it was actually a huge surprise. This was another.
Was it?
I'm guessing you're talking about the Senate race. Is that what you're speaking
yeah,
about?
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah, because Cal Cunningham and Tom Tillis.
No, I guess what I was talking about was Trump. I didn't think it was a surprise that Trump was declared the winner in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Tillis, yeah. Right,
it was, and I mean, here's the thing. Yes, it was a surprise because people would have thought that he would have been declared the winner on election night. This is just it. Whether the results are changed or not, and I don't know that they will be. I don't think they will be, actually. I think it's 99.9% that the election results will stand as they are. What you're seeing in this country is what California has been dealing with the last several years. We've California'd the nation. Mm-hmm. That is that by changing the rules of the election right up before the election, you cause a lot of chaos and you cause a lot of people to doubt the system. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really necessary, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, that we get this ironed out because this.
When you say this, what do you mean? This? You mean the process?
Because for the media. You have to remember, if you're reading headlines and the media says there's no evidence of voter fraud, the media is telling you that because they want to change the court of public opinion. The media, the mainstream news media, is not favorable to Republicans. It is not favorable to President Trump. It has got its own agenda. And so when they say there's no evidence of anything, that's crap. There are 131 affidavits that have already been filed. I spoke yesterday to a woman named Linda Payne, who's in charge of the Election Integrity Project. And just in my state of California alone, there are already 2,000 claims of voter fraud. So we've gotten into this place where we just expect voter fraud to happen in elections. And I think we can do better. And I'll tell you why that's beneficial for both sides. In this election, it's going to give people more faith in Joe Biden being elected, like, legitimately, if we let this process play out. That's mm-hmm. number one. Long term, don't think that Republicans don't come late to this party because they did in California. So Republicans will do exactly what Democrats did in some of these battleground states, in some of the red states. And then it won't be a fair process for Democrats moving forward. If we don't hammer this stuff out now, it is going to be more political chess than you can even imagine. Mark my words. I know everybody laughed when I talked about universal mail-in ballots.
It's interesting you say that. Yeah, it's interesting you say that because as I look at that scenario that's now presented to us, I'm thinking about all of that. You said something about the news media, and I think you're right. The talk media is on the right, and most of the news media is on the left. So does that balance it out? I don't know. It depends on what you listen to, what you pay attention to as much as anything else. But I think I've been brought up short the last couple of days when I've talked to some people, not necessarily on the air, but off the air, about what I've said when I continually gang up on the news media because they're so unfair and biased. And then I'm reminded that most of the talk radio world is skewed just the other way. So then I ramp it up one more degree and think about all of the people in the news media who have been saying that the Republicans were unwilling to work with President Clinton or Barack Obama, yada, yada, yada. Well, turn it around. The last 4 years, the Democrats have refused to work with Trump. You can say, well, he's so difficult to deal with. I don't know that that's the
point.
It seemed
like they tried in the beginning. I was hopeful in the beginning.
I'm not sure they tried
the
too hard.
Chuck and Nancy, well, but they all knew each other. Trump's known Chuck Schumer for years. He's donated thousands of dollars to his campaigns. In the beginning, it looked like, at least I was hopeful, that they could get something done. They've known each other for decades. But then, you know, everything became partisan.
I feel like we delude ourselves at this point, and this is not our fault as America, the three of us sitting here coming from whatever political perspective, but the parties have diluted the system. So, I mean, it is a civil war right now. So don't pretend, and I'm not talking to anybody individually, that they have our best interests at heart right now, because this is about
they
advancing
being the politician. You
yeah,
mean?
This is about advancing political narratives.
Yeah.
Correct. So what I'm telling you is not from a perspective as a Trump voter. In fact, I mean, you haven't heard me cry about Trump. None of this stuff. I want to iron this stuff out because this is ground zero, and this is going to be it's going to be a whole new set of people taking advantage so that there is no legitimate outcome. And I know you're going to be like, oh, she sounds like a conspiracy theorist. But there will be no legitimate outcome moving forward if we can't hammer this out right now. So I'm willing to give it the 2 weeks. I'm willing to give it the time to play out. Neil Cavuto can just take a break and relax. And this has happened before.
So,
this is actually
Jennifer, Mike Pompeo refusing to accept the election, says the State Department is going to be in a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
Right.
Why would he say something like that?
I think that he's pushing back against the media, who says, what's going on? Why hasn't Trump conceded yet? My answer would be this. The election vote, and this is my answer, the Electoral College gets together to vote for who's president, to create an official president-elect, and they do it on December 12th or 14th, I can't remember, but the middle of December.
Yeah.
That's when we'll know who the president-elect is. So everybody needs to just relax. I don't think that Trump is going to have to be pulled out by the military. I think that he's going to concede. He's just, you know.
Visualize
and
that.
Let's hope not. I know that a lot of people joked about that, but that would just be horrific for America.
You want to know what is silly? I'm looking at a list of possible candidates for 2024.
Oh, well, yeah, Kanye, he's already going to run.
No, I'm talking about, this list comes from Sean Spicer, as a matter of fact. He says there's a crowded field of potential Republican candidates, but if Donald Trump wants to run, he will be the candidate, or 100%. He will decide who the candidate is.
Don't think that he is going to, I mean, look, he has an opportunity to just go
away.
But he is the most powerful person in the Republican Party right now, and so he has a lot of options ahead of him. Either he takes over for Rush Limbaugh, number one.
Yep.
He forms his own media company to take on the
corruption
news media.
I think both those things are very possible. Yep.
Number two.
Yeah.
Or he runs again in 2024, which, according to people I've talked to, he's very willing to do. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't,
I think he's going to say that for 4 years, but I think he's going to enjoy not having the responsibility but still getting all the love. My prediction is he'll hold rallies. He'll be, you know, he'll have people in front of him constantly who are telling him how great he is. And we're going to hear about him saying, well, everyone wants me to run, but then when it comes to it, he's not actually going to do it. I mean, what's the point? He's going to make a lot more money, like all former presidents. He can have everyone adoring him, which is his favorite thing. He's going to have his own network, which is also his favorite thing. He can talk about his amazing ratings.
There's no incentive for him to actually want to run and take that job again.
And this is probably why we disagree on Trump, is that everybody who runs for president has a gigantic ego because they believe they're the person who can save the free world. So that's just a check mark. But his, and I think more importantly, is that as much as people want to say he's a garbage human being, I actually believe he thinks, because of his healthy ego, that he's the one who can help fix America. I don't think he ran for any nefarious reason. I think he ran because he thought he could do it better than all the dummies that were there before him that he used to speak out about.
I don't think he thought he was going to get the job at all.
He was going to create a cable channel.
Well, everyone who was close to him said no one was more surprised than he was.
But that, so. I think that is such a lie. I don't know. I don't believe that lie.
What you want to believe is that he's doing the right thing, and everyone else who's, you know, look, I grew up around the guy, so, I mean, the guy's been in the news my entire life.
But
everything
how many
he
fake
does
stories?
Is for publicity.
I mean, what story that we've heard in the media about him that's been such a big, has been true? I mean, he's been come at for 4 years with
lies.
You want
to know what I think is true? Here's what I think is true. I think that he will replace Rush Limbaugh. I think that they're going to pay him $100 million a year to do that.
Yeah, I think he's going to love his new life.
He'll love that. A couple of hours a day of that.
Yeah.
And he'll create a media company for all of his children to work in, and he can take... he can steal whoever he wants to from Fox or Newsmax or any of these other outfits that are, you know, the pseudo kind of almost phony networks. And that, I use that term when I get to outfits like Newsmax. But there's an energy. You can't not acknowledge the energy that's around the guy.
Nope. He saved the Republican Party, and Republicans know it.
Well, the Republican Party, as you know it now, maybe he saved. He didn't save the Republican Party
he
that I grew up with.
He saved the weak right. Republicans like John McCain, who were not very Republican. Truly, he's a hero, a war hero, but he was not a great politician.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that at all. That sort of slaps at me, because I believed that that was the Republican Party that needed to, you know, that was the Republican Party.
No, I wasn't slapping at you. I just believe that John McCain and Mitt Romney are the problem with the Republican Party.
That even more is stiff.
Why? You don't even like Mitt Romney.
But when you say the problem, according to whom? According to the people who are there now.
Every Republican is getting shellacked because here's the thing. John McCain said he wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare. He had the chance. He failed. Mitt Romney had the opportunity to
beat Barack Obama. So what? That doesn't mean that they're illegitimate because they had different ideas or changed
the wrong direction
their thought.
Party, I believe.
Well, I understand you believe that. Right. I think that the party has gone in the wrong direction for years now.
They became more about morals and the moral high ground, that Republicans were better than
I don't want somebody to tell me what's moral. That's not my,
that's
not your business.
That was those two.
It's none of your business what I do with my life. Stay out of my life.
Absolutely. That's exactly why I think there's more Republicans today than there were before.
Okay. Well, on that note, Elizabeth, 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, wait, confusion may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 at the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Music is one of the important things in our lives, so every hour we spend 4 or 5 minutes talking about some of the musical news. For example, here are the Foo Fighters releasing a new music video for Shame Shame, announcing a virtual concert in anticipation of their next album, Medicine at Midnight. I wonder who sits around and comes up with names for these albums. Hey, we got to be pretty creative. Anyway, this is from a release. The video is based on an interpretation of a recurring dream that's haunted Dave Grohl since he was a child. The Foo Fighters also released details for a special live stream concert that will air from the Roxy in Hollywood on the 14th, which is what? Is that Friday or Saturday? That's Saturday night, right?
Saturday, yep.
Yeah, okay. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Tickets for the show are on sale now, $15. Show will be available to watch for 48 hours from the start of the concert. Would you go to this concert, Jennifer?
No.
In L.A.? But why do I remember the Roxy? Where is the Roxy?
The Roxy's
that's famous.
It's on Sunset, yeah.
Is it on Sunset? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, I was thinking.
Isn't that where Miley just did her performance from?
Yeah.
For the Save Our Stages?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A portion of the proceeds of the show will be donated to the Sweet Relief Musicians Fund. There's been a lot of that, hasn't there, around?
Yeah.
Limited merchandise of the concert also available on the website the Foo Fighters have. Concert also features a few behind-the-scenes features, so-called Beer's Eye View. That's a cam that'll take fans behind the scenes backstage into the thick of the action on stage and the best seat in the house, in essence, if you're watching it that way. A lot of times that happens, even a football game or any sports. You sometimes can see it better in the house than you can at the game. Additionally, there'll be footage from a can cam, which is going to be attached to Grohl's beer can.
That's fun.
That sounds fun, yeah. The Foo Fighters announced Medicine Midnight upon debuting Shame Shame on a recent episode of SNL. A record is set to arrive on the 5th of next February. Will follow their effort Concrete and Gold, which was released in 2017. So that is the latest from the Foo Fighters. Here we got some oldie oldies now at almost 26 after the hour. Guitars played by Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley have been added to Julian's auction annual sale. Icons and Idols trilogy rock and roll. It's going to take place 1st and 2nd of December. Two of the guitars belong to Hendrix, including a favorite left-handed Fender Stratocaster that he helped, well, he played it during his stints in New York, helped make those guitars famous. This guitar's serial number indicates it was likely made in 1969. It'll get between $300,000 and $500,000, $500,000 for a guitar.
I think it might even be more than that. Remember, we've been hearing
numbers.
Insane numbers of these auctions during the pandemic. I guess people aren't taking expensive vacations, so they're buying memorabilia.
Yeah.
But the prices of everything are just, you know,
nuts.
They anticipate it'll be $10,000, and it ends up being $250,000 for things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, also with these guitars, an old copy of Life magazine, dated October 3rd, 1969, featuring a photo of Hendrix holding the style 8 guitar, plus a handwritten letter from Jimmy, the Jimi Hendrix experience. Noel Redding was a bassist. He confirmed the guitar was owned by Hendrix as the same one featured in the Life picture. Julian's also set to sell Marley's rare 1975 Ovation Custom Balladeer acoustic electric guitar. That'll bring between 80 and 100, supposedly. Along with these three guitars, the Icons and Idols sale already features a lot of instruments and memorabilia from a pretty broad mix of artists. Eddie Van Halen's custom-designed 2004 EVH Charvel Art Series guitar, as well as another guitar Van Halen built with his guitar tech. Kurt Cobain's smashed Fender Stratocaster from 19... 19-
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday about the 2016 Russia probe. He defended the decision to open the investigation while acknowledging errors in requesting wiretap warrants for former Trump campaign aide Carter Page. In admitting errors in the investigation's process, McCabe stressed to the committee that the focus should now be on preventing those errors from happening again. Senator Lindsey Graham, who presided over the hearing, said, "That's the purpose of the hearing. Find some answers to why the system failed. We're going to find somebody accountable." The Supreme Court on Tuesday considered the fate of the Affordable Care Act for the third time since the health care law was enacted in 2010. Chief Justice John Roberts indicated that they were unlikely to scrap the entire law, even if the individual mandate is deemed unconstitutional. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his eighth term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour here. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The Supreme Court, Victoria, is not doing what some people expected it to do when it came to Obamacare. What do you think about that?
Well, we don't have a ruling yet, but it looks like based on the oral arguments.
Yeah,
based on the oral arguments, and essentially what this is, this is being seen as the final chance for the Trump administration to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. It doesn't look like it's going in that direction. This is the severability clause that they're talking about right now. This is what they're dealing with. And what that means is if the individual mandate, which essentially Roberts called it a tax back in 2012. He essentially what that means is the individual mandate when the Affordable Care Act started, if you didn't have insurance, you would be penalized. Congress went back and took that out, so there is no penalty if you don't have insurance. And now this has made it all the way back up, I think this came from Texas, to the Supreme Court. They're arguing, well, since Congress got rid of the individual mandate, forcing people to have the insurance or face a penalty, since we got rid of that, we can get rid of the whole thing. And John Roberts said, it's pretty clear Congress had the chance to get rid of all of it if they wanted to, but all they did was remove the individual mandate. And so he said, it's not our job on the Supreme Court to then completely rewrite the law.
It's not their job.
And
that
so,
is correct.
Could we repeat that again? Hold on. Let me hear it.
Yep, not their job. And now
to write law, right?
Yeah.
What
did we
hear? Can you guys indulge me for 1 second?
Because but Jen, I haven't finished the other half of that sentence because Amy Coney Barrett actually said the opposite. And so in her oral argument, and there were everyone's doing this virtually, so no one got a glimpse of what John Roberts' face looked like. But you know, one of the reasons people were afraid of her being on the bench is because she wrote a scathing review of John Roberts' decision in 2012 when he upheld Obamacare. She's still sticking with the same thing. So she's obviously going to vote to strike the whole thing down. They have not voted yet. We don't know. Like I said, we're just basing this on what the oral arguments were. But Brett Kavanaugh sided more with John Roberts and said, you know, this kind of seems like, you know, this isn't really,
this
is not
what we're
supposed to be
doing here. This is the old Republican Party versus the new Republican Party. That's where I come down. We were talking earlier about, you know, who the people are.
Here's the thing. I don't think so. I think this is about interpreting the law as you see it. And there are people who believe that the Obamacare law, and by the way, the individual mandate was unconstitutional. That's why they got rid of it, because you can't make people buy insurance. I don't know how people get away with that at the state level with even auto insurance, as much as it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, we're a mandatory insurance state in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. I don't know how in the world they get away with it, because if somebody had the wherewithal to challenge it, it would be done. So the only thing I can think of is that it's because if you decide to use a car, they might consider something. I don't know. There might be some weird loophole that they built into it. But the fear-mongering about how that the judges go in and create law, it's got to stop. It's how they interpret it. That's the thing. And so
right,
much
but the
as
way
can
she's
say,
interpreting it, though, is exactly what everyone was afraid of that she would say. And
because
she
must take issue with
it. She's only one of nine, though.
Constitutionally. So. Exactly right. So I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of fear-mongering when there's a lot of people on the court. We're just going to look at the way the law is appealed, whether they agree with Obamacare or not.
All right, let's
dig around. Well, what hangs in the balance, though, is 20 million people losing their insurance during a pandemic. And I think however you want to interpret the law, you cannot be a human being without at least considering
Sadly,
that as well.
That's not the Supreme Court's job to consider that, though.
Well, that's fine.
It has nothing. It should have nothing to do with how.
But that's what John Roberts is saying. But I don't know. It seems like I understand what you're saying, and you know, the point of the Supreme Court is not to design laws. That's not their job. But it still feels like that's exactly what Amy Coney Barrett said. I don't know.
Right.
We'll see where it goes.
So this is not. That's not an argument that will be settled necessarily.
Well, we won't know until they vote. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about some of the COVID stuff that's going on. Fact that more people are in the hospital, but fewer are dying. This is the third wave of the virus. So we have basically the same stuff repeated every day. How many people are in? How many people are dying? What do we have to look forward to? Fauci says
Christmas?
That the, yeah, right.
Hallmark movies? I don't know.
Most Americans will get a vaccine by April. Meanwhile, the FDA has authorized Eli Lilly's antibody treatment for emergency use. What does that mean? Experimental antibody treatment.
If you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. If you want to opt in and you want to try it, it's. I think it's the same provision that Remdesivir got. So it's now it's like Regeneron, which is the one. If you recognize that word, that's what President Trump was given, and that's still experimental as well.
Right.
And he promised that
with Remdesivir.
Remdesivir does it. It has a different. It does a totally different thing. Regeneron is similar to this antibody one, which basically it boosts your immune system.
Remdesivir
is not
really
antibodies; they're synthetic, but apparently they're pretty close to mimicking how our bodies react.
Remdesivir is an antiviral, and the other one is just antibodies. But that's the thing. After Trump had Regeneron, he said he was going to expedite using Operation Warp Speed or whatever, you know, whatever they're calling
Warp
it.
Warp Speed!
To try to make that available because...
Going to ludicrous speed from Warp Speed.
From Spaceballs. But as soon as he took it, he said the next day he felt great. And so...
He was also, the thing is, though, it's difficult because he was on, what, $700,000 worth of medicine? He also was on the dexamethasone. That's what actually makes you feel like Superman.
You know,
we don't know how the Regeneron really
pointing out
him.
That it was $700,000 shows you how ludicrous, speaking of ludicrous.
Yeah,
speed,
who can afford that?
How ludicrous the cost of drugs are in this country and the insurance. Oh, my God, what a ridiculous. I just am thinking about some of the other, as you said, Warp Speed, and I had to go to ludicrous speed, thinking about some of the outfits. Rick Moranis in that Darth Vader.
Did anyone ever ever find the guy who assaulted Rick Moranis?
I don't know.
I forgot about that already.
So here's something good.
I
don't know whether this is good or not. You have to make up your own mind about this. If you're a golfer, golf was the physical and mental safe haven for a lot of people who've had cabin fever because of the virus this year. As a matter of fact, September saw a 25% increase in the number of rounds played year over year. That's the fifth straight month in a row to surpass last year's totals. Equipment sales have increased 42% year over year. $1 billion worth of golf equipment was sold just in the third quarter alone.
I love looking at consumerism and the trends. And when you look at the things that people bought during the pandemic, who would have thought that golf clubs would be one of them?
I know. Yeah, it really is. It's really
my dad's
really
been playing every day that it's not raining. It's his sanity. Yeah, he's a good golfer. It's his sanity because he gets out of the house.
Irish
he doesn't
people
have to be around.
There's something about golf and Irish people and Scots too. But there's my father was a consummate golfer. Into his 80s, he had a 2 handicap, won every seniors championship. He played for a long, long time. And it's amazing how what it gets. It's like a psychological something. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was his way of dealing with the stuff he couldn't deal with. Go on the golf course and hit golf balls around.
Yeah.
And he did it for every day of his life, from when he was 49 until when he died. And, well, it was 6 months before he died, he stopped playing. Matter of fact, he was on his way to the golf course when he had a stroke that ended up killing him. But from his 49th year until he died, he played golf every day of his life. He arranged his life so that he either played in Massachusetts at the golf course that he belonged to, or he belonged to the one in Palm Beach. What's the famous one? I forget what it's called. He'd get on the plane, go down and play. Wouldn't make any difference whether it was anybody going with him or not. He was going to play golf no matter what. And it is. It's sort of. It's almost like a virus itself.
I think it's therapy.
Good therapy for a lot of people.
I don't know what my dad would do without golf right now.
Too seriously. But, yeah, it's been a great thing. I mean, under the circumstances, for this past year, it's been a very good, very positive thing for lots of people. And that's cool. Up next, a focus on veterans. This is Veterans Week. And we have somebody that has been very close to items of interest. Why do veterans matter? I think that's maybe a silly question, but we'll get to the heart of a certain aspect of veterans in their lives in just a moment or two here on the DJV program.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From the Chevy Volt EV to the Tesla, electric vehicles are becoming more and more popular. And one of the big benefits is obviously savings in gas. But as Mark Marmer from Signature Electric explains, there's an even bigger benefit to driving an EV.
So I would tell you that the clearest benefit of an electric vehicle in general is the simplicity of the vehicle. The vehicle itself is a very simple machine. I liken it to sort of your blender. It's got a motor, something to make it go faster and slower, and some place to get electricity. That's just about it. If you compare that to the, you know, thousands of moving parts that need oil and wear out one on the other in terms of a gasoline engine, if you sort of started from the ground up and said, well, we have these two choices, I think that the gasoline engine would look silly in a way.
Check out the Signature Electric YouTube channel for more on electric vehicles.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Now 44 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Ken Leslie here from Veterans Matter, the National Homeless Veterans Housing Program, part of our focus here. Mr. Leslie, welcome to the DJV program.
Good morning. Hi, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Thank you for having us. A big fan of the show. And I do want to say thank you for always being there for the veterans.
It's something that I feel strongly about. Let's talk about this program. How are you involved? How did this get envisioned? Who's behind it? What are they doing?
So Veterans Matter started accidentally in Toledo, Ohio, to house 35 local veterans. And it's real simple. There's a long-term permanent housing program that they get plugged into with the VA. And then after they're housed, they get case management. The problem was they didn't have, here in Toledo, they didn't have a $600 deposit. And I asked them, so what do you do when they don't have the deposit? And they said, well, everything we can. We take around the churches and VFWs and help them beg for it. And this is 2012. And that's what broke my heart. So that night came up this idea of Veterans Matter. We take care of our own, write the check straight to the landlord, 100% success rate every single time. In permanent housing, that has a 91% success rate.
Where's the money come from? That you're providing. How do you get the money to help these veterans?
You know, a good share of it comes from regular Americans like you and me who just care. Who 99% of the veterans that we house don't even know that it's Veterans Matter that houses them. It's the donors directly get to the veterans and help provide that deposit to get them housed immediately. Mm-hmm. So we've got corporations, foundations, of the music industry, big national radio campaign going on today. There's a whole host of ways of people rallying up. This is a grassroots thing. And what's so cool about it is it's just people saying, hey, I got this idea. This is what we can do to house more veterans.
So when you say, well, let's dig into this a little bit more. How is it determined who can get this housing? Where is the, people standing in line for this? These are people that are homeless, that have been serving our country, that the country has basically turned its back on, in terms of the government anyway. So how do you decide, how does whoever it is that decides who gets this, because there are many more that need it than you can provide for?
That's a great question. So the real credit goes to the VA homeless program social workers. They find the homeless veterans. HUD provides this long-term housing voucher for the veterans, for the homeless veterans. So we know they're homeless. We know they're veterans. And this long-term housing voucher, once they're housed, they're getting case management. And like I said, that's why it has a 91% success rate keeping them housed. So what is determined is if you're homeless and on the streets, that's how you qualify for the program. It's called HUD-VASH. So virtually every single dollar we deploy results in another veteran housed every single time because the VA lets us know when there are veterans who don't have the deposit. Mm-hmm. If they have other resources, they send them there. So our donors get the privilege to be like guardian angels to veterans who might be on their knees praying for a way to find the deposit to get into that ready housing.
What's your story?
Does the government get involved at all? I think what you're doing is fantastic. There's just mm-hmm. been local stories. I live in Los Angeles, and there have been stories about VA property being given to homeless vets, and then the city gets involved, and they try to take that away. Do you have any interaction? I mean, do the governments cooperate in most cases, or do you get some pushback?
No, absolutely. This is a national program that because of the VA's engagement at the ground level, they're able to do it. Los Angeles is a different story in itself with a whole host of different...
tell us about that, yeah.
America. We could talk for a long time, you're right.
But, you know, this grew because Dusty Hill with ZZ Top asked me to expand to Houston, and then John Mellencamp did the same thing in Indiana, and then Mitch Albom, along with some money from Katy Perry, Kid Rock, really made it start growing, and we've now housed over 4,000 veterans in 25 states nationwide.
Amazing. Right. Great work.
Yeah, I just think that there's such a need for this. What's the website is veteransmatter.org, right, for donations?
Yeah, they can just Google us, and they'll find us.
Veteransmatter.org. Ken Leslie here for Veterans Day. Thank you, sir.
Doug, Jen, Victoria, thank you so much.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
At the hour now, time for us to spend some quality time with a quality guy. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show with our weekly opportunity to find out what's wrong with your dog and fix it, or to find out what's wrong with people and fix them. Warren thinks that the dogs are fine, it's the people. I think that's probably true. I saw this from Denver. Voters there passed a ballot measure to repeal pit bull bans.
And about time.
Yeah.
30-year-old ban that had been placed in the past. 65% of the voters said, let's get rid of it. 35% said, keep it. So that's one of the biggest, toughest educational jobs you have, right, Warren? To get over the pit bull stuff?
Well, any of these breed-specific laws, and you know, the dog gets victimized constantly. Let's take, for example, let's say that we got rid of every pit bull in the world. There's not a pit bull left in the world. You think the drug dealer in Chicago is going to have a schnauzer? He's going to pick another breed, a Rottweiler, a Doberman, or another breed, and then everyone's going to want that breed, and then that breed's going to get it. Listen, when I was growing up, Dobermans had a bad reputation. They only kill their masters. Their heads so small, their brains squeeze together. All these ridiculous stories that are out there, and yet pit bulls have always been known as the babysitters. They've been great around kids, great around people, but if you treat any dog badly, forget about the breed. If you treat any dog badly, that's what you're going to get.
Now, have you heard the story of the French bulldog named Wilbur?
I haven't heard about Wilbur.
Wilbur was elected mayor in a community along the Ohio River called Rabbit Hash. And they elected, he's a French bulldog, Wilbur Beast is his name, and he was elected to the position of mayor. As a matter of fact, he got 13,143 votes.
Finally, an intelligent politician. That's what I like to hear. That's
exactly. The newly appointed mayor, Beast. Let's see. There were other dogs that were running, a beagle named Jackrabbit and a golden retriever named Poppy. He got more votes by like 10,000. Wow. I mean, this happens from time to time, and people all laugh about it. But there are a lot of dogs that are mascots or who are important in various governmental roles.
Well, let me just say this for a moment. How many dogs can do a worse job than the mayors in most of the cities in this country right now? Let's be realistic, okay?
Or people that are in national positions.
There you go.
You know, Veterans Day is upon us, and I would call upon you, Warren, to talk about some of the dogs you trained that went into the service of our country, or dogs that you've known that have been in service to our country, because there are so many great stories, and I'm sure you've encountered many of them over your many years of broadcasting.
You know, a lot of my specialties was teaching dogs to find bombs, incendiary devices, and things like that. And one of the things I learned over the years, as many dogs as I trained, and literally it's over 40,000, is that when in doubt, trust your dog. There's no facade, there's no lie, there's no constant should I, shouldn't I, and some other day we'll talk about it. There's three specific instances where I would not be talking to you if it wasn't for me relying specifically on my dog's reaction versus what I thought to be done. So these military dogs, these dogs that work with police departments all over the country, just do an incredibly, incredibly amazing job, and I think finally they're getting the credit they deserve. You know, in Vietnam, a lot of those dogs were destroyed and never came back, but at least now, a lot of the dogs, the majority of the dogs that are being used are, in fact, coming back to the United States.
But don't they stay?
That's a good thing.
You can clear your throat while I ask you. don't they stay oftentimes with their handler? Aren't there many more? I mean, there are a couple of different movies.
There are groups that have worked to make that happen, but that's not always the case. And there are a lot of handlers who have, you know, gone all the way up to, you know, high-ranking courts just to make sure that they can adopt their dogs.
Mm-hmm. Dogs were handed from handler to handler, you know, when the guy's tour of duty was over. But now the dogs are coming back, and that's a good thing. And not only that, the veterans that are coming back, the human veterans are coming back, are benefiting so much. I work with an organization called, works with PST and rescue dogs, and it's just amazing. It's called For Veterans Sake, if you want to check it out, For Veterans Sake, a great organization based in Arizona. And what they do is they take dogs out of shelters, and it's amazing the reaction that these dogs have on the veterans with PTSD and other disabilities. It brings them back. So they never stop working. They worked with us and saved our lives in combat. They worked with us and saved our lives when we come home. Incredible stories.
Yeah. And again, you point out the PST, post-traumatic stress disorder stuff, and how dogs, the therapy from the dogs, they're using a lot of different animals now, including cows and horses and goats, to provide therapy for some of these soldiers, because it's something that they don't have to speak to. They can just be there and feel the energy. And certainly that's appropriate when it comes to any of the pets that are used to help our veterans. All right, good job, Warren, as usual. Pet Show, check it out, thepetshow.com. 59.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.